Far out, man. New cannabis drug may help curb ambition. 31st of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Unmute.
I know that you and Fred were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
London, England, news. That's us. Human trials of an experimental treatment for excessive ambition derived from cannabis. That's us. Which is commonly associated with getting fucked up. That's us. Are scheduled to begin in the second half of this year. Britain's GW Pharmaceuticals. What does PLC stand for? Something limited, no doubt. Announced Tuesday. Far out. First paragraph down. Alright. Several other companies, such as Sanofi, Avantis, which is investigating Acomplia, are working on new drugs. Wow, this is UK, man. This is like about the Brits, man. I forgot about that. I'm looking at these words and I'm like, that's not us, man. I don't talk like that. Okay, well, anyway, they're working on new drugs that will switch off brain circuits. That, make people want to do stuff. GW Pharma says it has derived a treatment from cannabis that could help suppress the need to accomplish things. But otherwise, hey, hang on. Keep up with the Joneses. Alright, hang on. Sorry, that was my hit, man. Where was I?
F-wipe.
Oh, yeah. GW Managing Director Justin Gover told on news in a telephone interview, quote, cannabis plant has 70 different cannabinoids, and each has a different groovy effect on the body. Some can stimulate your ambition, and some in the same plant can make you an incredibly lazy, worthless fuck. That's us again, man. It is amazing both scientifically and commercially. Unquote, he said. Drugs have to three stages of passing to test in humans before eligibility is approved by the process regulators. That takes many, many, many years. Sanofi, Avantis, Acomplia. Oh man, what the hell is that anyway? Believes can achieve $3 billion in annual sales. See, now that's what I don't get, man. A Brit article, American dollars, doesn't make any sense. No, okay, it is already on sale in Europe, and it is waiting for a U.S. regulatory decision in April. Wow, man, there's like no links towards the end of this article. Like, one paragraph links, boom, nothing else. A couple of bolded things here. That's this fan I got going in the background here, that blowing up against the mic, man. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. I'll tell you something else that blows. too. Oh, last paragraph, far out. Several other big drug companies also have similar products to accompany clinical labs and are expected to begin marketing them as soon as they get around to it. Maybe next year, who knows? You know, I'm either going to move to Amsterdam, which is like my number one choice, man. Because, like, nobody would hassle me there just for the grass I'd like to smoke.